From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Topping the news, twin suicide bombings outside Christian churches in the Pakistani city of Lahore have killed at least 14, wounded nearly 70 others. Officials say a militant group allied to the Pakistan Taliban has claimed responsibility. Violence outraged Christians who later took to the streets to protest against what they called was authorities' failure to protect them. There are reports of protesters ransacking government property in the city and torching vehicles. Relief supplies began flowing into Vanuatu today after a devastating tropical cyclone slammed into the islands late Friday and Saturday. Cyclone Pam took at least 8 lives when it came on shore. In Japan on Sunday, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke about help for Vanuatu.
The United Nations stands ready to help people affected by this and other disasters. And I have already instructed dispatching some of expert and aid workers of the United Nations. They will take all necessary measures and mobilizing support for people of Vanuatu.
UNICEF said the cyclone affected at least half the population of Vanuatu, including about 54,000 children. Kurdish government in Iraq says it has evidence that Islamic State militants used a chemical weapon against Kurdish forces. Kurdistan Region Security Council released a statement Saturday alleging chlorine gas was used in a January suicide bombing in northern Iraq. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry travels to Switzerland today for another round of talks with his Iranian counterpart, Mohammad Javad Zarif, in an effort to reach an interim deal with Iran on its nuclear power program by a March 31st deadline. United States and 5 other major powers are attending negotiations with Iran and Lausanne. Iran insists that it has no plans to build nuclear weapons and that its nuclear program is strictly for civilian purposes. U.S. delegation traveling to Cuba today for a third round of talks between the two countries about reestablishing diplomatic relations and easing economic and travel sanctions imposed decades ago. The historic talks between the U.S. and the Castro government began earlier this year. Meanwhile, the European Union has been in talks with Cuba for the past year to increase trade and investment. Brussels lifted the sanctions on Cuba in 2008 after a half century. At least 10 U.S. aid workers who may have been exposed to the Ebola virus in Sierra Leone are being evacuated to the United States. On Friday, a U.S. healthcare worker who tested positive for Ebola while in Sierra Leone arrived at the National Institutes of Health facilities outside Washington for treatment. Meantime, in Liberia, it's been 21 days since the last case of Ebola was diagnosed. John Sumo is head of social mobilization in the Liberian Ebola response.
It means that we don't have any confirmed new cases being reported within a 21-day time frame. And you know the time frame for Ebola incubation is 21 days. But we're going for another round that carries to about 42 days. And after 42 days, if we don't report cases now, then the WHO could possibly look at declaring us Ebola free.
Ebola has killed about 10,000 people in the West African nations of Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea. Tensions between China and Myanmar running high after a Myanmar military aircraft dropped a bomb in Chinese territory, killing 4 sugarcane farmers and wounding 9 others. China says the Myanmar military is to blame, but the Myanmar government gave no bombs from its aircrafts have fallen in China. Myanmar argues that ethnic rebels it is fighting in the north may have fired into China to create a misunderstanding. On Sunday, Premier Li Keqiang called the incident deeply distressing and expressed his condolences to the families of those who were killed in the air raid. For more on this story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.